Each of us has significant memories of our life. They may be childhood memories, memories of special occasions and friends. They may be beautiful and happy memories where we experience the gift of love. They may also be painful memories that changed the course of our lives. As the years go by, we forget many things that happened to us, special moments of grace, and even more difficult moments. We may remember, but do we remember that the saving God has been at work within us, transforming our life events into something life-giving and beautiful? We must not hold on too tightly to the past, but we remember. Our trust is in God who leads us into the future and heals what is broken. Today we celebrate the solemnity of Mary, the Holy Mother of God. When the shepherds told Mary what had been told them, they departed. Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. Mary remembered. Her memory was deep. In remembering, she also reflected on how God was present in those events, loving her and bringing salvation to the world. Mary remembered the Annunciation when the angel Gabriel appeared to her and announced that she would become the mother of the Savior, even though she had not been with a man. Mary remembered her journey to visit her cousin Elizabeth and how the child in Elizabeth's womb, John the Baptist, leaped for joy when he encountered the pregnant Mary. Mary remembered when she told Joseph that she was pregnant by the Holy Spirit and knew Joseph could have dismissed her and had her life ended. Yet she remembered the goodness of Joseph as he took her as his wife and saved her from the humiliation of her pregnancy. She remembered how there was no room where she could give birth to her baby with dignity. Instead, she gave birth to her son in a shepherd's cave and placed her child in an animal feed trough for comfort and warmth. After the shepherds had come to visit her baby and now had left, she remembered how these marginalized people were the first to hear of the birth of the Savior. What did all this mean? How was God at work in her life? Was this all simply fate and bad luck? Or was God working in and through her to bring about something beautiful for the world? Yes, Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. What about us? We live in a world so filled with distractions that often we run away from remembering and reflecting on the events of our lives, how God may have used those events to ultimately bring goodness, wholeness, and beauty. It almost seems that we do not want to remember. Instead, we go from one distraction to the next, never stopping to reflect or look back on our lives and where the Savior God may have been healing and leading us. Today we stop for a moment not only to reflect on Mary, Holy Mother of God, we stop to look at our own lives and remember. As we think back perhaps at the painful times, can we see the hand of God creating and bringing about some goodness from that pain, that death, that destruction? Can we see that the good fortune we experience is also God's gift to us? Are we willing to look at where we have resisted, letting go and trusting God, letting go of resentment and bitterness, and seeking healing and forgiveness. How has God been present in our lives, loving us and enabling us to bring some beauty and saving goodness to others and to humanity? Spiritual masters remind us of the necessity of silence and solitude. Henry Nouwen writes, "Solitude is the furnace of transformation. Without solitude, we remain victims of our own society and continue to be entangled in the illusion of the false self. Solitude is the place of conversion, the place where the old self dies and the new self is born, the place where the emergence of the new man and new woman occurs." Thomas Merton writes, "There is nothing to live for but God, and I am still full of the orchestras that drowned out his voice." The shepherds told Mary what had been told them about the child. Mary kept all these things. She remembered them. She reflected on them. She did not forget. She reflected on them in her heart.